Vancouver's relaxing favorites, 104.3 The Breeze. My name is Simone. Really excited that Chelsea Handler is bringing her Little Big Bitch tour to the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Friday, March 29th, which is already sold out, and Saturday, March 30th. So happy to have Chelsea on the line with us. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Simone. That's my sister's name.
Is it really? I never come across enough Simones, so it's always nice to hear that.
I know. It's my favorite name because it's named after my favorite sister.
So how did she get the name?
Well, my parents gave it to her.
No, but I mean, is there a backstory behind it? Because it is a rare name, right?
I don't know. I guess my parents just really like the name. All the girls have different names. We have nice names. The boys got screwed in our family. Chelsea, Shoshana, and Simone, and then the boys got Roy, Glenn, and Chet. So my mom must have been tired. So when she named us, she must have been like, you know what? She clearly favored girls, so it all worked out.
It's amazing. So, Chelsea, you're coming to Vancouver, the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, March 29th and 30th for your Little Big Bitch tour. Tell us about what we can expect on this tour from you.
Well, it's kind of a coming-of-age story. It starts out with all my childhood stories because I was a hot mess when I was a kid. I was not a hot mess. I actually had my act together more so than my parents. I looked around and saw my parents and was like, wait, what? Who's in charge here? Like, we had five kids. There were five other kids. I was like, do I have a dowry? Like, who do we have a savings account? So I had to get pretty resourceful pretty quickly because my parents and I were not on the same page. I wanted fame and fortune immediately. I was like, I remember flying on our first plane ride. My mom took us on to California from New Jersey. And I remember walking past the first class section. And I was like, I stopped and I sniffed around. I was like, this seems like my group. And my mom's like, this is not our group. You keep walking, okay? These people are rich, and this is first class, and we'll never be able to afford to fly first class. And I was like, speak for yourself, lady. Like, I'm definitely flying first. And so I went home from that trip so motivated, like, more motivated than I had ever been, in it, like, to make money. I was like, I have to make a living. Like, I have to split ties with these people, you know? And so I started a babysitting company when I was 10 years old, but I lied and I said I was 15, and I ended up babysitting the entire summer for a 14-year-old boy. So I came home from that summer and used all my money to buy the next plane ticket. When my mom took us to California again, I'm like, I got my ticket this time. And we boarded the plane the second time I was on a plane with my two brothers, and I found my seat 2C and looked up at my brothers and was like, see you idiots at the end of the flight. And from there on, I was just in charge. I knew what I wanted, and I went after it. So there's a lot of stories like that where I just was like, I don't want to be on the same plan that my family is on.
I love that you had such a drive from a young age, where a lot of people have those dreams and desires. You know, many can say they want to be rich and be famous or be successful. So what are the key factors you stuck to make sure you achieve that success, along with like things like starting young and working hard?
Determined. Like, I wanted to have a big life. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I thought childhood was a waste of my time. I didn't take it seriously. I mean, I remember my parents taking me to Disney World and like thinking it was a gift or that I was going to be excited. And I just looked around at all those stupid idiots in grown Disney costumes going, what? This isn't impressive. This is embarrassing. This is an insult to my intelligence. I just was not on that train. I wanted to be an adult. I wanted to be free. I wanted freedom. You know, like, I didn't want anybody telling me what to do at school or at work or at home. I just wanted independence. So I was like old when I was born. I was one of those older souls, and I just had drive and ambition, and I kept going after it. And if something didn't work out, then I'd try again a different way. But I never, ever felt like it wouldn't happen or I wouldn't get what I wanted. I just never let that feeling of defeatism, you know, take over. I just always am, even now when things don't go my way, I'm always like, okay, then there's another way. Then you have to find another way. Like, you know, you have to keep your attitude at a level that is going to make you constantly level up.
I love that. And there's one thing of saying it, but then there's doing it like you did. So when you had your first big taste of success, what was your family's reaction when you said what you were going to do was actually happening?
I think they were relieved because I was such a troublemaker in getting what I wanted. You know, I think they were just relieved to see that there was something out there for me because I was never going to survive at a desk job or in an office. That's just not my personality. And once I started to see the benefits of, like, you know, once I got my first book published, which was My Horizontal Life, or once I was on my first TV show, which was this show on Oxygen called Girls Behaving Badly, they started to recognize that, like, I did have a talent. It just wasn't in a traditional sense. And I, you know, created this life for myself. Like, I decided to start doing stand-up and to start doing improv and to do and to write a book about, you know, one-night stands, which was, you know, laughable to many people. Like, oh, no, that's not going to sell. That's not going to sell. I sold that book in, like, 132 countries. So I, you know, I kind of set the tone for what I knew that the impossible was possible. And I still, you know, come up against a lot of challenges, or things don't work out the way you want it. And that's okay. You don't have to get defeated. You don't have to, like, give up. You just have to recalibrate and level up to the situation. So I think attitude is so important in achieving what you want to get in this lifetime. You know, you can't sit in your pity and be a victim and think, oh, this didn't work out. Nothing's going to work out. That doesn't get you anything. That's the biggest lesson I've learned over time, is your attitude is the most important ingredient.
I love that. So we have you coming to Vancouver. You've been here before. You've skied here. Our mountain's looking a little snowless these days.
Oh, tell me about it, sister. I'm in Whistler looking out my window right now going, I'm about to go skiing after this, so I'm like, oh, we need snow.
We need snow. Okay, but you got to tell me, lastly, how do you get the courage to ski topless or with limited clothing? Because I get on that mountain and I want to be just layered up. You got to tell me about that freeing experience and why you love it so much.
I don't know. It's pretty liberating to ski around in your bathing suit. First of all, the air is so cold that it makes you look nice and tight, so there's that aspect that women can rely on. It kind of, you know, any cellulite or anything like that, that's pretty hard to see when you're skiing in the freezing cold. So that's an incentive right there. And plus, it's just so liberating. I feel amazing when I ski down a mountain in a bikini. It's just awesome. And this year's video has a couple of special guests. So I'll leave that to it. I'll be posting it on my birthday this weekend. But yeah, we filmed it the other day, so it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, I look forward to seeing that on your social media feeds and wishing you a happy birthday ahead. We look forward to your little big tour coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater March 29th and on March 30th. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and it was lovely talking to you, Chelsea.
Lovely speaking with you too. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
You can get more information on Chelsea's tour at 1043thebreeze.ca.